Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A 23-year-old woman is dead after being shot last night near a park in the Bronx.
23-year-old Reyna Caceres gunned down. The killing happening right in front of a park in near PS 91 here on Aqueduct Avenue. Now, this young man stopped to talk with me. He lives on the block, watching the police investigation all morning.
It's been calm. It's not too crazy, but every now and then it just pops off.
You know? When you see something like this, I mean, she got shot in the eye. I mean.
To be a woman that got shot is crazy.
Yeah. The witnesses are saying Caceres was in the middle of a group partying on the street when the violence broke out. Bottles, a boombox, even a hookah bong left behind, strewn amidst the sidewalk inside the police tape. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in University Heights in the Bronx.
New York State has finally passed its budget. Both houses of the legislature passed the bills just before midnight yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the budget delivers on expanding child care, funding education, clean energy initiatives, and creating more affordable housing opportunities. Minority Leader Rob Ort says he's disappointed with the budget, in part because it fails to cut down on the fraud, waste, and abuse that he says continues to plague New York's Medicaid system. And he says its green energy mandates continue to drive up utility bills. The $268 billion spending plan was the latest budget delivered in 16 years. The woman accused of trying to kidnap a baby in Long Beach will be arraigned today.
Heather McGone is set to face a judge accused of trying to kidnap a 14-month-old baby from her stroller in Long Beach. 1010 Winds spoke to the baby's mother after the alleged incident.
This is a mother's worst nightmare. Like,
oh, it was horrible. Yeah, I mean, I just started running. I didn't know what was happening.
McGone is a social worker. Prosecutors say she screamed, "This is my child. I have a license." The baby's grandfather was with her at the time.
How brave was he to fight her?
Oh, it's insane. I'm amazed and so grateful that he was there.
The baby was not injured. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Also on Long Island, two teenagers have been arrested for a menacing incident in Bayville. Police say a 38-year-old man saw the 16 and 17-year-olds throwing garbage on the ground in the parking lot, and the man said something to them about it. Well, then the man says as he was leaving the parking lot in his Ford F-250, the teenagers jumped into a Mercedes-Benz and speeded past his driver's side door, and they cut him off at the park entrance. The 17-year-old then jumped out of the driver's seat, grabbed a lacrosse stick from the trunk. The 16-year-old jumped out and grabbed a bat from the trunk, and both of them hit the Ford F-250 multiple times. Well, the victim managed to drive out of the parking lot and take off. The two teenagers were arrested a short time later. They're now facing several charges. They're expected to face a judge in youth court in Hempstead. It's sentencing day for the man convicted of killing four homeless men in 2019. Randy Santos attacked the men while they slept on the street in Chinatown. He attacked them with a 15-pound metal pipe. Despite his attorney's arguments that he suffers from schizophrenia and was too mentally ill to be held criminally responsible, a jury found him guilty back in February. Santos now faces a possible sentence of life in prison. And police are on the hunt for a group of suspects who are linked to a string of robberies across Brooklyn and Queens. The first incident was in Jamaica. This was back on April 24th. There, a 50-year-old man was shoved to the ground and badly beaten. The group made off with his Mazda, as well as his cell phone and his wallet, which had $1,000 in cash. The burglars hit a second and third time on May 15th in Bay Ridge, where victims in both cases were jumped on the street, robbed of cash, phones, and their credit cards. All three of the victims suffered just minor injuries. But we have photos of the suspect up on the Crime Stoppers X page. A group of New York City families have come together to sue the Administration for Children's Services. They claim the city agency unconstitutionally separates families. ACS has an emergency removal policy, which the lawsuit claims is used on over 50% of removals, which devastates families and disproportionately targets Black and Latino families, which make up 90% of those. The emergency removal authority is only meant for rare, truly urgent situations when there's not enough time to get a court order. ACS, in response, says that they're committed to keeping families together whenever that's safely possible, and that emergency removals are only considered in circumstances where a child is in imminent danger, and all other options are ruled out. They say they're reviewing the lawsuit with the law department.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.